obedient to the Father, the faithfulness, God, to you and your desire. It pleased you to bruise him. Oh God, the faithfulness that he, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Oh, the faithfulness that he is to us. God, even in our unbelief, he abides faithful. Oh, thank you, Lord. How could we not sing with praise and rejoicing to him? Oh, Jesus, in your name and by your Spirit, God, let us be changed again from glory to glory this morning. You've already done it. But God, let us not limit it one bit to take more grace and grace for grace, that we would abound in the superabounding grace. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Thank you for it. Amen. Praise God. Open your Bibles up to Hebrews chapter 4. I've still been rejoicing so much about that precious time of the convention God gave us. Oh, he's faithful, ain't he? Oh, praise his name. Just so marvelous. His faithfulness, so precise, that song, and all our rejoicing forevermore, his faithfulness. He's faithful to perform that good work which he's begun in us. Oh, yes, he is. But what encouragement was brought through that time? Because of the word of his grace. Because the growth, praise God, in his vessels. Growth in vessels that preach the word of God. Growth in the vessels that receive the word of God. Praise God. And we know that that growth is in one thing. Christ in you. Christ in me. Christ in us. Praise God, the hope of glory. We thank God for, again, this divine, divine plan of God, that we live but one life, and that's the life of Christ that liveth in us, all by the blood of Jesus. All by the blood of Jesus. Only born of him because of the blood. Only born again because I've received him as my Savior. No other way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Praise God. He alone is worthy to be praised. He alone is worthy of all glory. Praise his name. Now, thinking of that convention in particular, sweet Dr. Vicki Moots. Isn't she precious? That sweet sister. Get up here. My goodness. I love her so much. You know, because a lot of my, as they say, the kin folk, I've gone back there enough times. You know, it's so sweet. Kind of still so beautiful to see the dress and different things. It just takes you back decades, you know. People saying, you know, there's Mom Pa Kettle and that kind of stuff, you know. And here that glorious woman, so gifted, so brilliant. Such a treasure. And all she wants is him to be magnified. And that's not to bestow glory upon her, but it's the treasure in the earthen vessel. Sure love that lady. But if you missed it, she spoke of the bone marrow. We got a couple doctors in here today. One's visiting. He's from a family of doctors. He might be too smart. I hope he's not too smart for God. You need to know that man's wisdom is foolishness to God. You better know where any wisdom came from. Him. But I'll tell you what. She brought out about that bone marrow. The deepest part of us. And they found it's the very core of a human. That bone marrow produces them stem cells that make every other cell. And amazing what goes on in there. But in Hebrews chapter 4, I pray you have a Bible today. You always need your Bible. Well, you should have your Bible present. When you come to church, you should have a Bible. Your pastor should be reading from a Bible. You should hear the word of God. And if don't, get out of there. Chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God, not the thought of God, not the experience of God, like people try to say and do, the Word of God. That's why you need the Word of God. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature, anything created, that is not manifest in his sight, the Word, Jesus. But all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him, and I love this part, with whom we have to do. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, you're talking about very God of very God, of whom we have to do. Enjoy how much the Word loves you. Enjoy, praise God, this amazing, merciful, gracious, all-loving, incredible, beyond any expression, plan of the heart of God there could ever be. But this Word penetrates us just like that. Oh, yes, it does. As it says here, this word, it discerns the thoughts, the heart, the joint, the marrow of every mankind, everyone. Nothing knows the depth of us like the Word of God. Yes, the hair on our head, and even the details, praise God, of our life, even the cells of our marrow, of our body. I read this and I rejoice. How about you? I always remember speaking to that, and I have to say, ignorant, and that's a nice word to use, ignorant professor when I was in college. Bob remembers this. He was so gracious to help me write this cantata that I needed to do for a degree. And I wrote this cantata to the praise and the glory of his grace. All of the songs and the collections of them, it was more than just songs. It was the song of the heart of God that was singing, and the word of his grace that was transforming this vessel even at that time. God used those things. But I brought that to him. He said, oh, this is very well done, beautiful, and all these things. But I kind of think of God as more universal, whereas I see he's very personal to you. And I was like, well, thank you. There wasn't even an expression to say was it pity, disgust? I'm talking about in my heart. Because it was a prideful expression. It was looking down at me that I was so lowly to see this great universal God. So intimate to my heart. How dare me to think that he could love me like that. How dare you to question the lover of my soul? Oh, hallelujah. Do you know the violent take heaven by force? I'll tell you what. There's a violence working in me. Oh, the passion. Praise God. How wonderful is our Lord. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. So, I read stuff like this and I rejoice. And I think about how far our God is ahead of man. The Lord speaking of this intimacy, of this knowledge, and speaking of it about in bone and marrow before science had ever discovered what was in that marrow. As I speak of many times, how could the Lord have written through those prophets way back when that his thoughts are more than the sands of the sea, but then it even went on to the stars of the heavens. Was that written, 1500 BC? I don't think they had telescopes then. I don't think old Hubble was up there. But you know what they've come to find out? That there are more stars in heaven. I was just on a beach the last few days. Sorry to tell you that. Oh, yeah. It's brought back a little bit of a tan. A little bit of a burn. Pray for me. But it was good. But I walked on that beach, and it was so powdery, the sand, the shore. I mean, there was, and I like the word, there was jillions. Jillions upon jillions of particles of sand. I mean, there was no way you could count them. There wasn't enough lifetimes to count them. Just the grains of sand, and I'll guarantee you, within a square mile of where I was standing, let alone the sands of the sea. And yet they found that there are more, far more stars in heaven that even are in the sand, granule sands of the sea. How could a prophet say that? Because it's God's word. Because it's God. And see, that's the thing. God is so far ahead of man, his technology, his discoveries, because the word, our Savior, our God, he made us and he made everything. Why do you want to wrestle with that? How could the word of God never be wrong? How could the word of God tell exactly what wicked man would be doing right now? Read Romans 1. Read Romans 1. People wonder, oh, golly, how could man be so despicable? And look at what they're doing, and look at where they're going, and look at what's going to happen. If you read the word of God, you don't panic. You say, man, God is so amazing. He did create good, and he did create evil. Yes, he did. He created it for a purpose. He created everything. And see, if you know the word of God, you wouldn't be shocked and say, how could that pastor say that? I say it because it's the word of God. And you'll get real peaceful, matter of fact, full of his peace, when you begin to really know the word of God for your own. I think of the things that we want to know and want to experience and want to, have as far as cerebral knowledge of in this world. Why? It's all fine, don't get me wrong, but this is it. This is it. This is forever. And I'll say it like this. If the word of God is true, do you know that the word is the only thing that will be? Everything we see with our eyes will not be here. I just am telling you, you best don't pick and choose what you want to believe in the word of God. Your life will be I want to live that anointed life. I want to live a reigning life. And how I reign, praise God, is I get that helmet of salvation. I get let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And by the grace of God, because I am learning of that love, oh, how faith is increasing. And I believe him. And it's not hard. I sure don't want to put my confidence in man whose breath is in his nostril. Haven't we seen the same old chaos and destruction and manure pile enough times? Oh, but look at this. I got another pile of manure here, and we put a different dress on it. It's the truth. I'll just be exact. All man can do is go in a circle, and it's an ugly one. It's time to live the abounding life of Christ in you, the hope of glory. But it will not be lived unless it's lived in the word of God. You can even go to church. You can sing happy songs. You could do a happy dance. You could do all these different things. But if you don't know the word of God, you'll never have joy. You'll never have joy and peace in believing the Lord. Always and in all things. Even when that pillow begins to be soaked up with your tears, there will still be a joy that sustains. You'll know what's working at that time. But aren't we thankful that he knows us? And not only does he knows us and our thoughts for our lifetime. And most importantly with this word, praise God, he knows what we need to spark us, to encourage us. This it's quick and powerful. See, I love the quick and powerful that discerns. But I love the quick and powerful that encourages. See, that same discerner can also be that anointing that gives me power and joy and peace in believing. Now, We're going fast. We're moving on. And I'm talking specifically only with the strong meat of the Word of God, and what the strong meat of the Word of God can do. Move on over to chapter 5 here, verse 11. I'll insert the precious name Jesus as we begin. Verse 11, Jesus, of whom we have many things to say, hard to be understood, seeing ye are dull of hearing. See, the things of the Word of God are not hard to be understood, but they're hard to be understood for those that don't want to hear. You want to hear? He'll make it understood. You want to know? He'll let you know. I don't need to hear, well, I've tried and I just don't understand. Get on your knees. Lord, correct my heart. You want me to know this. Avail my heart. Avail my ear. Let my ear hear what you're saying. And he'll make it known. He said, even if you be otherwise minded, he'll make it known unto you. Come on. Believe him. Believe in his grace. But Jesus, of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing, for when for the time, now think of this, for when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, or the elementary things of the scriptures, and are become such, you've become such, this is Paul speaking to them, as have need of milk, just like a baby. You need milk again, and not of strong meat. I love that word strong. It means established. It means fixed. It means set. It even means a pillar. Let your heart expand and understand who the church of Philadelphia will be in the house of the Lord. They'll be the pillars in the house of the Lord. That's those that will feast upon the strong meat. Now he goes on to say, for everyone that uses milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. A baby. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Verse 1 of chapter 6. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. That means leaving those elementary things. Let us go on unto perfection. That word means maturity, completion. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. It couldn't be any clearer. Amen? What the Lord is after. He wants us to grow up. And these saints, they're being chastened. Chastened with the word of God. And, yeah. You better wake up. But see, the word of God, Christ is about one thing, and that's growing up fully, completely. And without what? Without strong meat? Without the depths of Paul's gospel? See, Paul is the one that's speaking of this. Without the bridal truth, you'll never grow up and you'll be stuck in the rut of milk. See how people try to explain Ephesians away? They'll say, oh, well, it's just speaking of the grace of God and salvation. Paul says it right there. He brings it forth. The milk's been out there. That milk, that repentance, salvation, been out there. Thank God. It's always been by grace. They were always saved by grace. You never got to God any other way. Nobody in the Old Testament, nobody in the New. It was always the grace of God. It was always bring me the lamb. It was always the blood. It was always the sacrifice. They looked for it to come. We look for at it already done. But it's the same blood. And here's Paul. Oh, there's so much more. There's so much more. Yeah, all babies need milk. That's true. But a rightful parent would never want that child to remain a baby, no matter how cute and lovely and wonderful that baby is. And let me tell you something. There's one thing your Father God is after, and that is for His sons to be fully mature. We're not all the same. We're all the same in the same life, absolutely. But we're not all the same in maturity. See, that's why, do you see how silly it is for people to say that the whole church is the bride? How could a baby marry a husband? It can't be. It can't be. Understand these things. It's so simple. These are cookies on a shelf. This isn't something that's some stretch. But yet, praise God, you see how simple it is to you? And I'm not trying to shine you, but glory shines. It's because you've heard the word of His grace. And it's like, truly, how could you not see it? I've said it many times before. It's like those pictures that are hidden. You know, they have a picture that's there, and it's hidden within the picture. It says, okay, find it. You know, there's five cactuses or three horses in there, and you look at it, it just looks like a bunch of shape and squigglies, and I don't see that. But then you see it, or somebody points it out to you usually. Come on, be honest. You weren't that smart. And you're not, and neither am I. But God chose the foolish things of this earth to confound the wise. Amen, He did. Know that. Beautiful little foolish things. Praise God. But see, it's hidden in there. Just like Paul said. He said, it was a hidden mystery made known to me. Meaning Paul said it was made known to him. It was hidden. It was hidden. But the Lord showed that to me. And the reason the Lord picked him, as we know, is that, well, I was the chief of sinner. Who else was the best candidate than taking the one person that was the most wicked for God to magnify His grace? Do you see the plan of grace? He didn't choose the great guy. Oh, man, look at that fellow there. Oh, he's such a good dad. Oh, he's such a loving this. And, man, you know, he just helps his neighbor and opens doors. And he's always stopping when people have flat tires. I'm going to take that most wicked fella. Amen. The wicked of the wicked of the wicked. And not only am I going to give him milk, I'm going to give him the hidden mystery of the strong meat of the gospel of Christ. Is all your hair standing up on your body? I pray it is. Or you're not awake today. You're really not. This is exciting. You got to be after this by the grace of God. And I mean it. You're wasting your life in Christ if you're not. Pray even right now if you're saying this guy's just nuts. Lord, check my heart. Encourage me. Because this is the mark for the prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He's after you. Yes, He's after you. Now, this what we're speaking of here, as Paul is saying, without the revelation of this mystery, without the revelation of the hidden things of this bridal truth, also known as strong meat, you'll never grow up. I was thinking of this as the Lord brought this to my heart. I was thinking of my sweet nephew, Andrew. And it was so precious thinking back about how fast and how far God brought him in the truth so quickly. And how the Lord filled him with the Holy Ghost. He wanted that and he got filled. And then he saw, oh my goodness, there's bridal strong meat. And there his sweet dad came. Okay, let's go to church. Well, they'd been going to church for years at this church and all. And Andrew said, Dad, I am not going to that baby pastor anymore. My brother Jim got on the phone. What does he mean about a baby pastor? I laughed and I laughed and I laughed. I never heard that expression before. I never did. But yet, our precious brother Andrew, who's now present with the Lord. Amen. Present with the Lord. He knew it that fast. He says, Dad, we need strong meat. And that guy don't know it. He's never fed on it. And if it ain't there, I'm not going. Jim said, well, what do I do? I said, I think you better listen to your son. Now, Strong meat is the most powerful feeding for growth. Strong meat is the very core of the innermost chambers of the Lord's heart. And that's Paul's meaning here. The strong meat is the bridal heart message of Jesus. And think about what we read. These believers, they had feasted on it. But they had turned. They had left it. They completely forgot it. It was gone. Brothers and sisters, the bridal message is something that needs to be continually fed upon to remain in us. You got to remain in first love. Do you understand that? It's an abiding. And without reading the love letters, as you know how the Lord has brought this out over the years to us. These are love letters. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. And the Spirit will speak them to you all in different ways all the time and encourage you in every moment of your life because you need encouragement all the time. Oh, yeah. You can't just be living this, I'm just living a high, It don't work that way. You're going to crash and burn. Because what happened is you're just confident in your high. I'm confident in His love. That even when I'm not feeling so high, praise God, I know His love never changed. I know nothing is different. Isn't that something? See, you know what I'm saying in our personal relationships? You know what I'm saying? Well, it's different today. It's different today. And maybe it probably is. Because you know what? We're ever changing. And a lot of times not in good ways. But the one thing about this, it's never changing. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He just loves you. He is just head over heels in love with you. He always is. It never changes. What He wants is for that incredible consistency that will never change to change you. To change you from glory to glory. To get a hold of you and get your attention. And say, I want that. I want Him. He's so lovely. It's changing me. Now, brothers and sisters, look how far away they remove themselves. Look at how far away these ones remove themselves. They got to the point that they needed the basics of milk again. They needed the foundation of faith again. When they were capable at a time to even teach the deeper things. Huh? Reminded me, I don't remember, that funny commercial, that little old lady. Where's the beef? No, really, remember that? Yeah. Where's the beef? You know, she's in there to get a hamburger. Kids don't maybe not understand. It was one of the greatest commercials. There were great commercials at one time. There really were. But we became something stupid. Yeah, really, we really have. I feel sorry for you, but I don't because you still have this and that's all you need. Well, where's the beef? That should be our heart every time we come together to hear the Word of God. If it's not the strong meat, if the beef is missing, get out of there. Go to where you hear strong meat. Don't go to where you try to compromise with your family or even compromise with your own head. I go to Living Waters. Oh, it's just too intense. His love is intense. I'm telling you. Where are you? You know? This is intense. And it's exciting. Praise God. And He's got to quicken us like this from time to time. See, don't be fooled by an incredible looking bun or a bunch of chips or trimmings. You better make sure you got beef. Because if you don't got beef or you're going to hear the Word of God, you are wasting your life in Christ. You're wasting it. Be like going to a college. Oh, I'm going to college. Well, that degree is worthless because they're not accredited or whatever it was. I mean, I wasted my time. I went. Yeah, you don't went, you go. And you better go for one thing, and you better go to hear the strong meat, or you wasted your life. And that's what Paul is warning here. He said, this moment of time that we live in is for the prize. This is the time that ones will rule and reign with Jesus Christ, the spouse, the joint heir. And there's only one type of feeding that will produce her, the Lamb's wife, is strong meat. It's precise. It's exact. And this is a warning to us. And I've seen it, brothers and sisters. I really have. Just abide here. You're fine. You don't have anywhere to go except up. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I don't worry about time no more. It's over. So if that's something worrying to you, I won't say. Do you realize how quickly God's precious people, and I'm speaking of ones that even know the bridal truth, in a moment can leave it. In a moment. In a moment. It can be for any bad reason. We just got through studying about Moses. Okay? We just got through with that. Okay? There he was, Moses. All of that, of those miracles of God delivering the Hebrew out of Egypt. All of that. And God's calling him up. Says, you know what, Aaron, I got to go for 40 days. I'm going to go up into the mount. And I'm going to go get the word of God. God wants to meet with me. You just encourage the people in the Lord. The Lord will take care of this. He hadn't even gone 40 days. 40 days. He's walking down that mountain. He hears a commotion. Oh, this ain't good. What's going on here? In 40 days, those people that saw all of those miracles and all of that wonder, even Aaron himself, the priest, had taken up all the gold from the people, made a calf. They were dancing around it and worshiping it. And I've seen it, brothers and sisters. I really have. I've seen it in here. And if this is you, you know what I say? No. At least listen. Be chastened of the Lord. I've seen him in here hear an ear-tickling sermon. Oh, that was just great. Oh, it was marvelous. It was wonderful. Enticing words. Be honest. And I ask you, where's the beef? Where was the meat? Well, we're going to get a group together and we're going to go hear such and so or what in that. Because they have a book. And the making of books, there'll be no end, so we can do this again and again. And, oh, man, you know what? They have trucks outside of milk. Just trucks. We're going to have milk all over the place. We're going to go swim in milk. And really, you know what happens when you swim in milk and you get out? You know, not even 15 minutes, you stink. You know where I'm going with this? And truly, God forbid. God forbid we need to wake up. This isn't an arrogant thing. No. This is a ruling and reigning jointly with him. This is his glory. This is his glory. This is his desire. Oh my, shame on us, huh? You want dry bones to be quickened? Strong meat puts the marrow in your bones. You know, I laugh because for years they've even been saying, oh, beef's bad for you, beef's bad for you, beef's bad for you. Oh, don't eat beef. And now they're telling you to eat beef again. Yeah, it's good for your marrow. Gosh. Wow. But this strong meat, it's vital. It's vital. Every time you go to take a bite, meaning every time you go to the Word of God, every time you go to hear the Word of God, demand strong meat. Demand it. Stay the course in it. Oh, that Pastor Jesse, he always preaches about love. Oh, that Pastor Jesse, he can't speak of anything but the bridal truth. Oh, that Pastor Jesse, all he does is encourage the people just like a cheerleader all the time. Run, run, win. You couldn't give me any greater compliment. You couldn't give me any greater compliment by the grace of God. And it's the truth. It's the truth. Oh, praise his name. If I'm transforming into the likes of David and the Apostle Paul, I'm on the mark. I'm on the mark. See, the Lord taught me a long time ago in that one. I was thinking it's been, oh, maybe 25 years ago, from time to time, I can't imagine. That's before I was a pastor. It had me come out, would you preach a message out here for us? Oh, really? Really? I didn't like to get up in front of the people. I loved to preach the word of God. Now, and I did then. But there had to be something that happened. God did it. But I always remember that. Going out there, Brother Hawkins, he had that get-together they have out there, a convention. And the Lord had given me that encouragement about, can you imagine a message about Paul's gospel? Kind of similar to what we're hearing today. And last week, and the week before that. And by the grace of God, till Jesus come.
Amen.
Amen. But I went out there and I preached that message. And one of the, I guess what they would say, the substantial pastors. Isn't that interesting? I never want to be a substantial pastor. Living waters. Living waters. That's what this is. This is his ministry. And we're all part of his wonderful ministry, aren't we? But that fella, he made a beeline for me. Man, he grabbed me. Son, you're too adamant about Paul's gospel. And all I could do is just hug him. And I said, oh, thank you. And I wasn't being a smart aleck. Because I was just taking it for what it was. I take it from him. Maybe to this day, the greatest compliment of the grace of God that's with me that I've ever received. Ever received. Maybe he did kind of mean it to hurt me. But God meant it for my good. But God meant it for my good. And I'm telling you, that's why I'm here today, sis. I know it. I know it. And your life is too. It's divine. It's divine. You look at the steps that the Lord has traced in your life. It's divine. You're sitting here today. It can't be one thing but divine. God forbid if I preach any other gospel. God forbid. And all I could say to those that are still having a problem with it, it's getting on about 14 years. You know, we're going to have 14 years together. Wow. I know for some, it feels like 140. Time flies when we're having fun. And as I told that pastor, I'm having fun. Because I'm with him. More importantly, he's with me. Yeah, he reminds me, oh, honey, we're having fun. You sure? Yeah, we're having fun. But I'll tell you what, quit being critical. He really encouraged my heart, and I'm going to say this. 14 years, son. 14 years. If they haven't seen my mighty hand, if they haven't seen my faithfulness, then they can go pitch their tent somewhere else. And God forbid anybody to do that. But I see some starting to do it. You understand, it ain't me. But I'll tell you what, it is the grace of God that's with me. And I'm not ashamed of it. And I'm not ashamed to say, you know, quit being critical. And know the Word of God. Not think that you're something in the Word of God. To truly, and I say it like this, maybe as polite as I can, shut your mouth. Because it becomes just a bitter thing. If you just understand what's going on, it's envy, it's jealousy, it could be a lot of these different things. Be thankful when you have a pastor that preaches the whole counsel of God. No, I mean that. I'm so thankful to God. I want you to understand this. This is his message. This is his preaching. I'm so thankful for his message and his preaching. And I am thankful that he uses the pastor that you have to be a vessel, donkey, what mouthpiece, whatever you want to say, to preach this, oh, this glory, the riches of his glory. I tell you what, you hardly ever see page 2. But we ain't done yet. Do you not know the greatest encourager and cheerleader of all is Jesus Christ? Do you not know the greatest encourager and cheerleader of your life is Jesus Christ? How could not the lover of your soul be the greatest cheerleader of your life? Huh? And you know, it's so sweet, and I mean this. I'm not trying to be silly with it. He's got a cheer team, if you will. It's called the Cloud of Witness. How could you not even read Hebrews and all of those? I mean, look at David. I mean, that was his whole thing. You people, what are you doing? When he went out there with Goliath and all of those ones were out there, what are you guys doing? This uncircumcised Philistine is cursing the Lord God of hosts. He's a dog. What are you fearful of this? I'm going to go to him in the name of the Lord God of hosts. There's a whooping that's going to happen here in just a minute. I'm telling you, I know God is for us. And if God be for us, who could be against us? Yes, it's so marvelous. You can call it what you want, but I'll give you one of its meanings. Let me tell you something. It's a cheering. It's a praise. It's a rejoicing in our God. And you know what? Through the Spirit, can't you hear the great cloud of witness cheering you on? Can't you read this? Oh, honey, come on, run well, press on. Man, it's like we're in the stadium. Ooh, isn't that interesting how the Lord says about the winner of the race? The crown? It speaks of those games in the one thing that matters to win. But my heart abounds in the voice of my beloved cheering me. The voice of my beloved. You know how he cheers me? Oh, honey, you can do all things through me. Oh, honey, you're forgiven. I can't even remember what you're talking about. I love you. I'm always with you. Oh, if by any means I put that desire in you, honey, win me. That's strong meat. So in closing, I'm going to tell you something. That's why you really need strong meat. Because without strong meat, you know what happens? You know what happens? You quit. Just like these. Because it can't be any other way. It has to be the love letters that you go get and get and get and get. He's given them, but you got to take them. Without the strong meat, you know what happens? Can't get one thing but bitter. One thing but cold. Your eye gets off the proposal and you begin to look at anything else to distract you and bother you. You're going to tell God how you're going to take the bridal truth. Never do that. Never do that. Without strong meat, when you fail, you'll be done. Because you won't believe in the incredible love, power, and mercy of the Lord. Without the strong meat, your familiar friends and loved ones that sometimes come to hate you, you won't go on. But by the grace of God, I'm feasting on the strong meat. I'm in love. His mercy, His grace, His wonderful, beautiful face. It's got written on my heart, if by any means, it's engraven in me. And I want Him. I want Him because He wants me. And all I say to this, give me another bite, Lord. We got another mountain to climb. I need the bridal love energy to just leap right on over. There ain't anything that can compare to this. Keep being that beautiful encouragement, brethren, to one another and especially to your pastor. Love this truth. Go after it. Love one another. Love unlovable me. I know you love me in the truth. That's the only place you love me. Otherwise, you ain't gonna love me. But I'll tell you what, I sure love you. Just like my sweet uncle told me. Unc, it's getting better. And you know what? You're right. I haven't even seen anything yet. Let's pray. Father. Oh. Abba Father. Beloved Father. In Jesus' name we come, rejoicing with thanksgiving. Oh, our cup runneth over, and we shall not want. We lack no good thing, Lord. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And oh, what a gathering, not someday, what's going on right now. Right now. Thank you for the glory that's been revealed. Thank you, God, that it is not by sight, it's by faith. All the evidence and the substance of it. There's nothing more real. Let us just continue to treasure the crown which thou hast. That we just cherish it, Lord, and just long for you in that soon appearing, because it will be soon, face to face with our beloved. In Jesus' name we say thank you, and thank you, and thank you till you come. Amen.